is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. President Trump says the FDA will notify physicians about limiting acetaminophen during pregnancy, claiming it can increase the risk of autism, a claim he's making with no apparent evidence.
President Trump says pregnant women should not take acetaminophen,
which is basically commonly known as Tylenol,
because
it can be associated with a very increased risk of autism.
And Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says they're launching a nationwide public service campaign
to inform families and protect public health.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
A major study published just last year followed 2.5 million children for over 25 years and found that acetaminophen use during pregnancy did not increase the risk of autism. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder has concerns about the president's announcement.
The president said multiple times that there is no downside to not taking Tylenol during pregnancy, other than a mother would have to tough it out. And that's not actually correct. I worry that this will scare women and that pregnant women may avoid Tylenol even when it's entirely appropriate.
ABC says Jimmy Kimmel is coming back days after comments about Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin.
It's Jimmy Kimmel! After being pulled off the air nearly a week ago, Jimmy Kimmel Live will return Tuesday. The late-night show had been, as the company called it, preempted indefinitely last Wednesday. People had been posting on social media for the last several days that they had canceled their Disney Plus and Hulu streaming accounts over Kimmel's suspension. Matt Piper, CBS News.
President Trump is expected to address world leaders today at the UN General Assembly. CBS News reporter Olivia Gazis is in Washington.
President Trump is expected to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to discuss the war in Ukraine, as well as with Arab and Muslim leaders on the ongoing conflict in Gaza, as numerous Western countries move to recognize a Palestinian state.
U.S. News and World Report's Best Colleges list is out. Lamont Jones is managing editor.
Number one is Princeton. And the 2026 edition, number two is MIT, followed by Harvard at three, and then a tie at four between Stanford and Yale.
A DoorDash driver is being hailed a hero in Sweetwater, Texas. The driver called police after he delivered what he thought was suspicious items to a motel room. While cops wouldn't say what those items were, witnesses claim they saw trash bags, zip ties, bleach, and a hatchet. When police arrived, they found a man with a gun allegedly holding another person hostage. Cops say the man refused to exit and advised he was armed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
A professor at West Point says the school is violating the First Amendment.
West Point law professor Tim Bakken names the school and its leaders as defendants. He says the military academy is banning opinions by professors and some books and courses in a crackdown that violates the First Amendment. Bakken's lawsuit says the school began to scrutinize faculty speech after an executive order from President Trump in January. He says after that, West Point eliminated majors, removed information about professors' published books, and punished faculty for teaching, speaking, and writing without prior approval from the school. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Have you canceled Apple TV Plus or Hulu? Well, you're not alone. New survey data from Self Financial shows that the rising cost of the streamers, coupled with over 34% of us looking to cut monthly costs, means TV is what's suffering most. We used to spend over $40 a month. Now we're not willing to spend much more than $35. 60% say the quality of the shows are also dropping. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
WRJN weather. Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise mostly cloudy skies today. Some lingering instability could lead to a stray shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. High temperatures right around 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows near 60. Currently, it's 62.
of me.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is.
Is he rich like me?
Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky.
just another lover lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Yeah. How much longer? No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No, no, oh, darling. La 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 la. Away from a run around sewer.
To say now, never saying what they mean, while they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games people play now. Whoa, we make one another cry. Break a heart and we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die. That the other was to blame. Whoa, but neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty, rotten shame. Whoa, la da 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 da. La da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the game people play now. Walking up to you, singing glory hallelujah, and they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your fate. For the most of hell with hate, come on, get on board. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you. Now wait a minute, look around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give up.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Yes, that's right. Party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name, but no one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. Learn my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. And I sang a song about a honky tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da da da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode. Playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like you should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da da da. And it's all right now. Yeah, learn my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
Get ready to
Go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
love me do.
The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
Thank you.
love away from me.
Love is here. Oh my darling, now you're gone. You made me love you. And oh my darling, now you're gone. You said loving you would make life beautiful with each passing day. But as soon as love came into my heart, you turned and you walked, just walked away.
You stripped me of my dreams. You gave me faith, then took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love that you have done to me. Look at my face. See how crying has left its trace. After you made me on your own, then you left me all alone. You made your words sound so sweet, knowing that your love I could keep.
My heart cries out for your touch, but you're not there. And the lonely cry fades in the air.
Love is here.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than applies to the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams. You could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. As much as I cherish you.
and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure you're
years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
CBS News Brief, President Trump's advice to pregnant women.
So taking Tylenol is not good. All right, I'll say it. It's not good.
CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
They ignored the lion's share of studies that argue against Tylenol causing autism.
Almost a week after he was suspended over comments about the assassination of Charlie Kirk, Jimmy Kimmel returns tonight. Syracuse University pop culture professor Robert Thompson.
Folks at ABC and Disney were getting a lot of pressure from everybody, from unions to celebrities and these big petitions.
President Trump will address the UN General Assembly in New York City today. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The meetings could be contentious with strong statements anticipated over the war in Gaza and Palestinian statehood.
The White House says Mr. Trump will meet on the sidelines with several leaders, including Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.